This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward, and today I'm talking with Kiri Andrew about his journey into the industry. Welcome to the Integrated Home.
The world-renowned annual tech show will be back in Barcelona from 4th to the 7th of February 2025. It's time for virtually impossible experiences, to discover where show meets business, to uncover tomorrow's tech today and develop our own knowledge. Time to be inspired, reconnect with each other and drive things forward. Time to switch it back on at ISE 2025. Register today and save €215. Visit iseurope.org and use the code integratedhome for your free registration. ISE 2025, connection restored.
Kiri, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me. My name is Kiri Andrew, or Kyriakos Andrew, if you want to know it in full. I am an electrician by trade, what I started off with. And then we transformed into doing not just electrics, but also smart home technology. We've been trading now for almost 17 years. We do London and all the home counties. We have done a few projects abroad as well. And that's pretty much us in a nutshell, if you want to keeping it brief.
You said about starting off as an electrician. So when you were thinking about smart home, what was it that really got you into it? What made this industry attractive for you at that particular point in time?
Well, first off, I'm a geek. So my wife hates the fact that I always buy stuff just to play with it. And I've been doing it since I was little. It actually transpired from when I was 21, I started out on my own as an electrical contractor. And as the years went on, we went from doing 3-bedroom houses to 4-bedroom houses to 5-bedroom houses. And when we started doing the larger homes, we had this AV company that would ask us to run their cables for them. So we started doing that. And then coincidentally, at the same time, I was working for an IT company and they asked us to do all of their containment and running all of their data cables, which transforms even further because I was a bit of a geek and I liked gadgets and I liked to understand how things work. We went from doing just infrastructure to installing networks, which they trained us in, fitting access points. And then once I understand those fundamentals, when we did those larger homes, basically sort of correlated that when I looked at the software that the AV guys were using, I thought it wasn't much more complicated than what I was doing in IT. And I thought, I want to find out more. And that's when I started digging.
And what year was that? Whenabouts was that?
So I went out on my own in 2008. And then I think it was about 2012, I did my first smart lighting system. And that was with Rayco Lighting. You've probably seen my fuse box picture on the board because Rayco seemed to show it to me all the time. We had like 200-300 circuits and it was my first lighting project to work on.
So it's quite interesting that your first real project in the smart home sector would have been a lighting project. So that would have made that transition probably quite familiar for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. For me, it's once I understand the fundamentals, then the tech part is just knowing how each company works. The fundamentals pretty much are all the same no matter which brand you go to. Or the concept rather, once you understand those concepts and you've got a good understanding of that, learning what the pros and cons are, the limitations of, and then just twisting it and adapting it to what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier.
And what would you say about the industry at the time? How open was it to somebody like you coming from an electrical background?
It wasn't easy.
Okay.
I remember the lighting part was pretty simple because from an electrical background, it wasn't that bad. It was quite easy because I knew what I was talking about because I knew about different lighting loads. In regards to AV, I think the first company I got in contact with was actually Habitech. And then there was a sales manager there called Simon Peters. And I was literally buying cables from them all the time. Cables were what I needed for most things. So I did one of the projects. Even when I was waiting on AV guys, I used to just buy cables just to get the job done. And I knew the difference then because Simon told me, make sure you're using HD-based T cable over because you're not doing IT now. You're doing something. I was like, okay, fine. And I was pretty much using the SKUs that we had on the delivery notes from the AV company when we needed stuff. And then I was probing him all the time for, what's this talking about on this amp? What is a channel? What is a zone? Like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. And then that sort of built from there and learning about audio and learning about streaming and then difference between streaming and a source giving audio to an amplifier and how that works. And then I inquired about, I think it was Savant. I only went to Savant because Savant at the time was with RGB and they were quite open to give me a chance, basically. I was looking for a chance. I was trying to get a chance in doing this whole home automation thing. And RGB gave me that opportunity. And they had a sales rep there called Phil Hardaway. But then what I found with Savant personally, I don't like to sell anything unless I've got, like, I can see the value in it. And I just found Savant at the time then, which was like 2013, 2014, it was a bit too clunky for me. And I was thinking, if I'm going to be delivering this to people, it's a bit too clunky and I didn't like it. A year went by, I was still doing my current electrical works, doing IT, I was doing a bit of audio, I was always doing lighting control as well at the same time because I was doing it, was offering it in the larger homes. And then Phil Hardaway, who was a rep at RGB at the time, Savant, moved over to Control 4. At the same time, I was trying to get a Control 4 account. And getting a Control 4 account was, I looked online of what Control 4 was as an entity. And I liked the fact, the simplicity part of it, the watch, the listen, the comfort, the security. And I thought, that I can really get behind. I must have been trying for 6 or 7 months. Then me being me, going on LinkedIn, I was doing a load of research. And then I found, oh, look, Phil Hardaway, he's now not working at Savant. He's now gone to Control 4. So basically, I was messaging Phil. And Phil being Phil is a very helpful person. He basically said, all right, leave it with me. Because the rep at the time was Lee Miller. Lee Miller was, these are the things, I can't do it because you're not doing X or Y yet. And Phil basically gave me the chance with Lee Miller to go and sit down and have a meeting. And it was from there is where the Control 4 journey began.
I mean, it's really fascinating to hear all these conversations, all these people moving about, the brands and some of your selections. And what's interesting is the support you're getting from the brands. But what about from generic industry training? Did you do much of that, any of that? Or were you getting trained by the brands on their particular products?
Yeah, so the brands... I basically went to manufacturers directly because for me, it's like if you go and buy a car or you want to be a mechanic for McLaren, who'd you go to find out about McLaren? You go to McLaren. So for me, if I'm doing video distribution, what product do I want to use? It could be, you know, there's loads of them out there. CYPs, your Blue Streams, your NetBios, your Wirestorms, your Pulse 8s. I said, well, which ones are there out there? There's also HD Anywhere. It was actually CYP at the time because the first control system I did before pre-control 4 and all that bit, because it's all like all coming back to me now, was a thing called DemoPad. DemoPads, I don't know if it's still around now, but CYP, we're working with DemoPad and was making things work there. It's still a similar concept to Control 4, but it was more custom. So when I went to CYP, they taught us about video distribution, HD based T, what speeds you should be getting, the bit rates, et cetera, et cetera. And that's when I learned about how video distribution works. Then the control element, I learned from the demo pad part, and it sort of like tied in from my IT. And I was like, okay, this all makes sense now. So yeah, I never went to like a generic one. It was always more manufacturer-based training. But now like with what I'm doing at colleges as well, I do it in the same principle that I learned. Today, we're just going to learn about this. Nothing else, just this technology. And then Y, and then Z. And that's how you learn, basically.
So hang on, you've gone from installing and knowing nothing basically to being where you are today, a successful business, to actually going back into colleges and doing training yourself. Talk to us about that.
So we had an opportunity with Waltham Forest College, and we still got that partnership now where I'll go in and I'll teach electrical learners, because there was a gentleman called Craig Buist, who's no longer there. He's now moved on. And he came to us and Control 4 as well at the same time and said, I want to teach the electricians the world of smart home because we know there's going to be an element of that in their careers. And I said, 100%. The way the world is going, it's all connected. People need to understand the basic principles of what they're doing and what's possible and what's not possible. And they're going to have some form of AV or smart home in their homes because there's a lot of products online. But again, us teaching them the fundamentals, they should understand it to know how it all goes together.
And how important do you think it is that next generation really, really enthusing them about the sort of stuff you do?
If the electrical world is what they want to be in, having the AV part is giving them another opportunity out there because it might not just be electrical that they do. They might say, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to concentrate on AV. But who knows what's going to be happening tomorrow, how the world evolves. Even with manufacturers, we don't know what their pipeline dream is going to be. It could be that it goes from being an AV company to just being, well, the electricians are on site and it's all going to be drag and drop in the automation world. But understanding how to install something, they're going to be the ones on site doing it first because they're there from the very, very beginning. AV guys or AV companies like us, if we're not doing my company's a bit different because we do electrics as well, but if we just did AV, we're always at the end. There'll be a little bit at the beginning, design, going through with the drawings, with the electricians, etc. But then it's at the end where you do it. But if the electricians are on site and there, it does end up being that way in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, could be sooner with AI, we don't know, then it might just be a box shifting exercise where you buy all the stuff, you connect it all up, then the drag and drop concept comes and you just go boom, 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 and then that AV integrator is no longer really there.
Introducing Debian, the premium AV distributor, bringing the highest quality video and audio to your clients. Hear what Martins Hi-Fi had to say about us after recently working on a project together.
At Martins Hi-Fi in Norwich, we transformed our home cinema demonstration space with the help of DBM. Our in-house engineers and designers worked closely with the DBM design and specification service team. This partnership allowed us to share and refine design ideas, leading to a truly inspirational demonstration space.
Get in touch with us today to begin your journey to elevated AV integration with DBM, the pinnacle of audio and visual excellence.
And what do you think about career paths into the industry? Has it changed at all since you got into the industry?
From what I'm aware of, I haven't seen much online of what other people are doing. What I can say is that I've currently taught about 450 students and I've helped a good 20, 30% of those get into jobs with people, even if it's not the electrical companies. It could be security companies, because that's another part of what we teach at the college as well. So sort of helping them diverse a little bit, because no one knows what they want to do really when they're that young. And most of the students I learned were ranging from 18 to 25. So I have helped people try and find career opportunities. And there is another thing that I'm doing, which is another passion project of mine, which is sort of stemmed from the college, is my online platform that I'm looking to do for it.
So talk to me about the online platform, because that sounds interesting too.
So my online platform is basically going from the ground up, as it were. So I'll be teaching people online from infrastructure to networking. And it's in this order because this is the priority that I believe is the right way. So it goes from infrastructure, different types of cables, how to connect them, how to test them, networking, what is a network, what are the components of a network, how to set up a network, how to set up VLANs, how to troubleshoot, how to set up Wi-Fi, what is a hardwired data network. Then it'll be smart lighting. So we'll have a smart lighting element. Again, going through all the fundamentals again. Smart heating, smart security, music, video, media rooms, then building racks and home automation. It's actually going to be the eavway.co.uk.
Okay, and so that's not open yet, but we'll be opening in?
Hopefully very, very, very soon. I don't want to say exactly when, but within the next couple of months, we should be launched.
Fantastic. That sounds really interesting. And as well as being this mentor to people who want to find out more and get into the industry, you're still running a successful business on a daily basis, aren't you? Where do you find the time?
For me, like, one other thing that I want to say about the online academy is it's not just about me teaching people out there. So AV companies that do listen to this podcast, I want you guys to also reach out to us, because I want to have a recruitment process for them, because I don't know how far we'll go globally. We're going to start off in the UK and then obviously expand it. But what I do want is I want to have AV companies on site. So if I've got Joe Bloggs over here, who's just qualified, they love what they've done in the academy and they live in Peterborough, for example. If I've got AV companies in Peterborough and this person's looking for a job, I'd say, AV companies in Peterborough, I've got this person that's looking for a job. Why not give them a go and try out? So I want to try and get people the whole process. Like, I don't want it just to be, they just learn from me. I want to try and help them get into a job.
Okay, I've still got this question. How do you find the time? You're doing so much already with your business, aren't you?
Good team. We've got a good team. We've got a good structure. Good subcontractors that work with us as well, because we can't do everything all the time. But the way that I've structured it is that I work with a good fair few subcontractors, but then we always have a member of the team there to sort of like oversee it, if, as it were. But most of our subcontractors have been trained by myself anyway. So it's sort of like they follow our drawings, they know how to implement it. We're doing the job from not just the electrics, we're doing the whole project. So it makes it a lot easier.
And you're doing whole homes, you're doing home cinemas, you're doing everything that's typical of this industry.
Yeah, like what we're doing on this video call now, we're on a project where we've done the electrics, we've done the AV system, and we're doing a security system.
Fantastic. So, I mean, it's probably a difficult one to answer, but what do you think you've learned in the time that you've moved from being an electrician to being a smart home integrator? What's your key things that you've learned through the whole process?
I've learned that whenever something new comes out, I'll always try it at my own place first, because it's always good to be the guinea pig in your own home before you start delivering it to clients. I've learned that you should always have service agreements, because that's a great revenue stream for customers. It's also a good security for the actual client themselves, because they know they've always got someone to call on. I've learned that being honest and transparent is always a key to success, because if you're honest and transparent from the very beginning, there's no surprises later on for any party, whether it's your client or yourselves, because you've been completely open about it.
And what advice would you have to anyone listening to this who's thinking of getting into the industry?
Keep knocking on the door. Don't stop. Keep knocking on the door.
So persistence really helped you?
Yeah. Listen, at the end of the day, we're in charge of our own destiny, as it were. We're in charge of our own economy, as it were, meaning that if you're willing to work, there's money out there for you to make. And it's the same principle. If you want to learn something, the knowledge is out there for you to learn, especially now in the digital era that we're in. There's a lot of information and places to go. And hopefully something like what I'm doing is my passion project with the Academy, that'll also be something that can help people along the way.
And presumably you just never stop learning in this industry.
No, I'm always learning. That's why I attend EI Live, where we had our previous chat. I go to ISE every year because there is always something new coming out, because software changes all the time and that creates improvements. Chipsets change, you know, different Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi 6, Wi-Fi 7 is out now. You know, it's always evolving. It's always changing.
And I would imagine that when you were thinking about getting into smart homes, it's exciting. It's dreamy. It's different to what an electrician's daily job might be like. Has it lived up to your expectations? Is the dream a nice reality to be in?
I think if you enjoy what you do, and what I call the smart home is sort of like you can make it into like the hotel experience, right? Because it's all custom. It's all bespoke to the client, providing you've designed it the right way. So if you're about creating spaces that sort of change moves, change the emotion for that person, that for me is what really smart home is about. It's like how the person feels when they're in that space going, I'm having a party, my house rocks. I'm having guests over. I just push that button and I've got a nice entertainment mood in the home. You know, you can tell the restaurants that have mood lighting, smart lighting, as it were, because the environment's different. The emotion's different when you enter. So it's about creating those sort of spaces for people. It's the same for home cinema rooms. It's the emotion that person gets when they sit in that room, not just what you're experiencing in the sound, but how it feels in that space.
So it's sort of taking the functional part, but adding real feeling to it.
That for me is the key. That's the secret sauce, because that's where you know you've achieved everything for the client and more.
Kiri's secret sauce. Love it. Thanks so much, Kiri. Thanks for sharing that with us. Inspiring stuff. And look forward to catching up with you face-to-face at ISE.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
Great stuff, Kiri. Inspiring that was. And you can find out more about the Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Integrated Systems Europe and distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema and we are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.